Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Sarah, this is Ben. Listen, I'm at the conference and it seems we have some trouble with our brochures. It looks like you gave me the brochures for last year's conference. The dates are all wrong.
Oh no, I can't believe I did that. The new brochures are all printed and everything.
I know. So listen. Can you send them over via messenger or courier? This place is packed. There are lots of people asking for information, and we need those brochures as soon as possible.
Absolutely. I'll call a messenger service immediately. You should have them within the hour. Again, I'm really sorry, Ben. My mistake entirely.
Number 41. What did Sarah do? Number 42. What does Ben say about the conference? Number 43. What does Sarah say she is going to do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I'm going to try to get together with Miguel when I'm in Los Angeles. I'll see if he can join me and Ron for dinner one night while we're out there meeting with Kelly.
That sounds fun. Do Ron and Miguel know each other? I'm not sure they were working here at the same time.
No, Ron's actually Miguel's replacement. So Ron's heard a lot about Miguel, but I'm pretty sure they've never met. Miguel was gone by the time Ron arrived.
Oh, they're going to love meeting each other. They're quite similar, brainy. World travelers. I wish I could be there. I'll bet it's going to be a lot of fun.
Number 44. What is the woman going to do? Number 45. Who is Miguel? Number 46. What does the man say about Ron and Miguel? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Do you have any hands-on experience?
Yes. I've been working as an executive secretary since I graduated college in 1993. Before my last job with Benton, I worked for three other firms, so yes, I'd say I have quite a bit of experience.
What were some of your responsibilities with Benton?
Well, at the beginning I did normal secretarial stuff, arranging meetings, taking care of the CEO's correspondence, travel arrangements, and so on. Over time, however, I was given more operational duties, such as managing payrolls, some client relationships. I grew a lot during my time at Benton. I really did.
Number 47. Where is this conversation most likely taking place? Number 48. In which area does the woman claim to have experience? Number 49. What does the woman imply about Benton? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Is your company interested in renting extra office space in the Capital Center? It's that big new arena they're building in Rutherford.
No, we're not. We've actually stopped expanding altogether. I think what's happening is the company's phasing out its operations in the U.S. so it can get ready to exit the country.
Really? Wow, that's kind of shocking, isn't it? Is that something you know for certain, like, from the inside? Or is it just a feeling you get?
No, it's pretty certain. The company's headquartered in Europe and doing pretty well there. I think the combination of regulatory pressures and competition just makes exiting the U.S. a smart move. So, no, don't look for us to be expanding business at all in the United States.
Number 50. What does the woman ask the man about his company? Number 51. What is learned about the man's company? Number 52. What does the man suggest about his company's plan? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, so what seems to be the problem?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm wondering if you could just drive the car around and listen to the engine. It's been making these rattling noises and I think it's driving okay, but it just sounds strange to me. So if you could just drive it for a while and listen to it.
Okay, well, we did just change your oil the other day. Sometimes that happens. You get a noise for a few days as the new oil circulates. It usually goes away by itself. But I can look this morning and why don't you plan on coming in to pick up your car around 1? But I can tell you now, if the engine needs any work, I'm not going to be able to do it today. Tomorrow at the earliest. Give me a call in a couple of hours and I'll let you know.
That's fine. We'll schedule another appointment if we need it.
Number 53. Why is the woman concerned about her car? Number 54. What does the woman want the man to do? Number 55. What does the man imply might happen? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Thomas, this is Tara. Listen, I just received an email from Carmen Lee saying I need to fill out some kind of ethics review form for the social media research we're doing. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah, an IRB form. Did you receive one of those? I'm sorry, that's for studies that are intended for publication in academic journals. It has nothing to do with you. Your study's for internal use only.
So I don't have to do anything? Because the form she sent is 30 pages long. It had me really intimidated.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it? No, you can go ahead and ignore it, but bear in mind, if you ever want to run a study for academic publication, you're going to need to fill out one of those things.
Number 56. Why is the woman calling? Number 57. What does the man tell the woman to do? Number 58. What is learned about the woman's research paper? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Did you get the plans I emailed you? I hope you don't mind giving me your opinion about the designs. I'm meeting with Molly Stevens next week and, you know, I have time to make adjustments if you think they need them.
Yeah, I got your email, but I haven't actually had the chance to look at it yet. I was planning to go over everything later this afternoon, if you don't mind.
No, that's great. Actually, I sent you 4 designs, but I only want to show her 3. So if you could help me choose the best 3 and, you know, tell me if anything needs to be changed, that'd be great.
Okay, I'll have a look at them today. Why don't we set up a time to talk tomorrow? You can just come by my office. Jenny can tell you when I'm free, okay?
Number 59. What does the man want the woman to do? Number 60. What does the man say he did? Number 61. What does the woman suggest they do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
How did your call with Adam go?
It didn't. He said he'd call at 3, but that was over an hour ago. I've tried calling him several times, but it just goes to voicemail. I've emailed him too, but so far, no reply.
That's odd. He must be tied up with something else. Was this supposed to be an important call?
No, not really. I sent him a summary of the things he's asked us to do. I'm pretty sure it's accurate. He just needs to look it over and sign off on it. It's really just a formality. All I really need to hear from Adam is okay. At this point, I've called and left messages and emailed him so he knows what's going on. I'll assume he's busy and he'll be in touch as soon as he can.
Number 62. What is learned about Adam? Number 63. What does the man say he did? Number 64. What is implied about what the man and Adam will discuss? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Larry called. They decided not to put me on the Dorsey project. They need someone with DBSP certification, and I don't have it.
What's DBSP? I've never heard of it.
Database Systems Process. It's a technical protocol. Basically, it ensures that all databases are designed similarly, so that any software program can connect to them. I'm totally familiar with it, I just don't have the certification.
Well, would it be good for you to have this certification? Because I'm sure we could probably pay for you to get it, if you think it's worth it.
Number 65. What does the woman find out about the man? Number 66. What is DBSP? Number 67. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Morris. The reason I'm calling is to correct an error we made on your last billing statement, the one dated, June 5th. It looks like we billed you a total of $146 for service related to your heating system.
That sounds about right, but I don't have the invoice with me.
Well, the technician who worked on your furnace said that his visit was to correct problems he had caused on his previous visit. He didn't believe you should pay for that. So we'd like to return your funds to you with our apologies.
Really? Well, isn't that a nice surprise? Let me tell you, you guys just made a customer for life.
Number 68. Why has the woman called the man? Number 69. What does the woman say happened? Number 70. What does the man imply he will do? Go on to the next page.